Imagine a classroom where the teacher never gives answers, only questions, where students learn not what to think, but how to think, where the goal isn't memorization, but developing a built-in crap detector that helps young people navigate an increasingly complex world. This vision lies at the heart of Neil Postman's revolutionary educational philosophy. In an era of information overload and accelerating change, the ability to detect nonsense, question assumptions, and create meaningful understanding has never been more crucial. The traditional classroom, with its emphasis on passive reception of correct answers, prepares students for a world that no longer exists. What if education were designed not to preserve outdated systems, but to transform them? What if teaching itself became a subversive activity? In a democratic society, education's primary function must be developing attitudes and skills of social, political, and cultural criticism in young people. As Hemingway noted, a great writer needs a built-in, shockproof crap detector, an essential survival strategy in our complex world. History's most valuable thinkers have helped others recognize misconceptions and falsehoods. These subversives challenge prevailing wisdom. Schools should cultivate this expertise in crap detecting, what sociologist David Reisman calls the counter-cyclical approach to education. This requires an anthropological perspective, being part of one's culture while viewing it objectively. Such perspective demands courage to break free from tribal intellectual constraints. Those sensitive to language's biases appear subversive because they see beyond words to underlying processes. Three urgent problems require schools to become centers for subversion. The communications revolution, creating environments needing new survival strategies. The change revolution, altering our relationship with knowledge. And bureaucracies resisting change. Schools must function as anti-bureaucracy bureaucracies, providing youth with a what-is-it-good-for perspective. Beyond the official curriculum lies a powerful hidden one, conveyed not through textbooks, but through classroom structure itself. As Marshall McLuhan observed, the medium is the message. What students do in classrooms is what they learn. Mostly, they sit listening to teachers, believing authorities, and memorizing information. This environment silently communicates that passive acceptance trumps active criticism. Knowledge discovery exceeds students' capacity. Recall is the highest intellectual achievement. Authority outweighs independent judgment. And every question has one unambiguous right answer. This hidden curriculum teaches students to seek the right answer across all subjects. Since content is rarely remembered beyond exams, the lasting learning comes from the classroom structure, a structure that shapes minds to conform rather than question. Educational discourse remains trapped between content and method, when in reality, the critical content of any learning experience is the method through which learning occurs. When we recognize that environments control participants' perceptions and attitudes, we see how profoundly educational structures shape what students learn and who they become. What if classrooms were built around questions rather than answers? The inquiry method represents a complete redesign of learning environments, not merely refining old approaches, but creating a revolutionary new medium with entirely different messages. Traditional education follows a linear storyline where teachers transmit prepackaged narratives to passive students. Instead of asking, "Who discovered America?" the inquiry method asks, "How do you discover who discovered America?" Students generate understanding by engaging with learning methods rather than absorbing content. Good learners share key qualities: confidence despite frustrations, enjoyment in solving problems independently, awareness of what's relevant, reliance on personal judgment, comfort with being wrong, patience, flexibility, respect for facts while recognizing their tentative nature, skilled inquiry behaviors, and comfort with uncertainty. Inquiry teachers rarely tell students what to know, preferring questioning as their primary approach. They reject single right answers, encourage student interaction, develop lessons from student responses, and measure success by improvements in students' inquiry skills. This approach activates different senses and perceptions, generating a bolder intelligence suited to our rapidly changing world. We don't see things as they are. We see them as we are. This profound idea has revolutionary implications for education. Each person creates their unique world through language, assigning meaning rather than discovering it. Almost everything we call knowledge is language. Biology, history, astronomy exist through their specialized vocabularies. Every teacher is therefore a language teacher, teaching ways of seeing the world. Our language habits shape our perceptions, like believing time divides into past, present, and future. Alfred Korzybski's General Semantics addresses how language both enables humans to bind time while blinding them to reality. Key concepts include meaning exists in people, not words, words are not what they refer to, and consciousness of abstraction, recognizing that we select only portions of reality for which we have verbal labels. A language-centered classroom puts semantic awareness at the heart of inquiry. Students learn that language shapes perception and determines what we can know. They explore how different subjects employ different language systems. What constitutes a fact in biology differs from mathematics, and what theory means shifts between disciplines. When was the last time you used algebra? The problem of relevance in education is critical. Educators often teach subjects for their own sake without connecting content to students' lives, creating alienation between students and learning that intensifies throughout their academic careers. Consider typical assignments about ancient Egypt with structured questions on climate and geography. While historically valuable, these topics are taught without relation to students' actual concerns. Instead of exploring how ancient civilizations solved problems similar to ours, students memorized decontextualized facts. This disconnect was evident in a 1967 cheating scandal where students showed no concern for actual learning, only anxiety about passing tests. When education fails to address what students genuinely need to know, it becomes merely a compliance exercise. What if all curricula and tests suddenly disappeared? This hypothetical catastrophe offers an opportunity to increase relevance by building a curriculum of questions worth answering from students' perspective, focusing on personal values, meaning-making, and ultimately, what's worth knowing. Education's fundamental purpose is enhancing survival. In our era of rapid change, survival requires both learning new concepts and selectively forgetting outdated ones. Electronic machines now outperform humans at intellectual tasks, creating unprecedented environmental shifts. The vital concepts we must master today both shape and emerge from technological change: relativity, probability, contingency, uncertainty, function, structure as process, multiple causality, non-symmetrical relationships, degrees of difference, and incongruity. These intellectual strategies help us adapt to environmental demands. In a world where information doubles rapidly and technologies transform our lives, education must develop people who are inquiring, flexible, creative, innovative, tolerant, and capable of facing uncertainty without disorientation. Students need shock-proof crap detectors as essential survival equipment. The question isn't whether education will transform, it's whether we'll guide this transformation consciously and humanely, or wait for environmental pressures to force traumatic changes upon us. The choice is ours, and the time is now. Our children's future depends on our courage to reimagine education for the world they'll inherit.